For as long as I know, people have been tired. You ask somebody how they were doing, they were like, oh, I'm exhausted. But only in the last bunch of years have we begun to change the way we frame our being tired, and we discuss, I'm burnt out. What does that mean? I've seen kids that are like in third, fourth grade, and you say to them, how are you doing? Oh, I'm so burnt out. You kind of wonder what that really, really, really means. And the truth is, I believe that the first moment of burnout that we see discussed in the Torah is in this week's parasha. Yisro comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, sees the long lines of people waiting to be judged by him, and says, like, what is going on? And Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, you know, if anybody has any questions, they have to come to me. That's where they discuss all of their Torah questions, which in and of itself is a question. How many Torah questions could they possibly have had if this is pre-Matan Torah? But okay, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu with their questions. So what does he say? They have to wait. So what happens? Sometimes there's a long line, sometimes there's a short line, sometimes there's an incredibly long line. Picture the DMV. That's how I kind of feel it a little bit. You could be there all day long. So Yisro says to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, you gotta come up with a better system. And he suggests the whole system. It's rather elaborate. And in this system he says, Navol Tibol Atavuchala'am. You and the entire nation will become worn out, dried out, I would even use the word burnt out, from the experience of waiting for you, waiting online and all of that. Now, the obvious question is, okay, so Navol Tibol, I get it. Somebody's going to burn out. Who's going to burn out? Ata, Moshe, you're going to burn out. Why are you going to burn out, Moshe? Because you know how exhausting it is to know that there's 100 or 1,000 people and you go from the moment you wake up straight until your day is over. That is exhausting. And people that work like that eventually at a certain point in time say, I can't do this anymore. This is way, way, way too much. I'm just exhausted. I'm burnt out. But the people, come on, what is the burnout that they're going to experience? Is it really that bad? You're going to have to wait online? Okay, I've waited online. It's not so much fun. I've gone to the DMV. It's not so much fun. But burnt out? Tired. Not burnt out. So I want to share with you two possible answers. One answer is a beautiful answer I heard from Rabbi Lesser on the Parsha of Chmakas Choshech. He says, why is Choshech such a big deal? So you sit for 3 days. Why is that a punishment? It just seems to be inconsistent with the rest of the Makos. So he suggests the following. He says that it's the lack of productivity. People want to accomplish. You don't accomplish when you're just sitting there. The people that were waiting, am I the next one to be called? I can't really do anything. The fact that they were not able to be productive was something that was so frustrating to them that by its very essence, it burnt them out. That's one possibility. I want to share with you a beautiful answer I heard from my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi David Rhodes, years ago. He says that it is so important for everybody to feel that they have a relationship with a teacher. By having a relationship with a teacher, you feel that you're connected and you feel that that person is there for you. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, he's going to be burnt out. Of course he's going to be burnt out. His day is exhausting. But what about the people? The people will be burnt out by virtue of the fact that they feel, I have no accessibility. I have no connection to my teacher. If it's going to take me an entire day to answer, ask a simple, simple question, it's just not worth asking it. And when I have bigger questions, when I need real etzah, I won't be able to go to this person. That is the burnout that the Jewish people will suffer. The Jewish people will suffer with the notion of, I don't have access to Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore I can't ask my questions. I can't connect up with Moshe Rabbeinu. It's an opportunity that we all have in life to find that teacher, to find that Rebbe, to find that Mora who has the ability to connect with us. When we have that, it is so sustaining and like a plant that keeps us moist and it keeps us ripe and it keeps us with the ability to grow. Navol Tibol, we dry out, we burn out. When we feel we have no ability to connect that person, we feel we have no accessibility.